WTAW News Time is 6:06. 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. The largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County jail guard is on paid suspension following his arrest on a charge of domestic violence-related aggravated kidnapping.
According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 55-year-old Rene Estrada hit his wife with an ironing board as she was trying to leave their home. Then he's accused of dragging her back inside the house, handcuffing her to their bed, and putting a handgun to her cheek and then her temple. He removed the cuffs about 1 hour later, and eventually she drove out of town to a family member's house. Police became aware of what happened by Estrada's doctor on call after the victim called out of concern for the safety of her husband. Estrada was arrested last Friday and was released from jail after posting bond on Sunday. Sheriff Chris Kirk says an internal investigation is underway regarding Estrada's employment status. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A state prison guard from the Hobby Unit in Marlin has been arrested, and prison officials want him fired.
We have thousands of men and women that are hard at work each and every day behind those perimeter fences, keeping the public safe, and a vast majority of them do very, very good work.
Jason Clark with the state prison system says the guard, Patrick Taylor, was arrested following an altercation with an inmate. Clark says Taylor did not report the incident and lied when asked about what happened. Officials have not released any details. A tip to Brazos County Crime Stoppers led to the arrest of a man sought by College Station police on multiple charges. 28-year-old James Loftus of College Station, who had eluded officers four previous times this summer, was caught in Bee Creek Park Saturday afternoon. Lieutenant Steve Brock says several officers were involved in the capture.
We had about five officers on scene. We boxed them in, and it went according to plan. So it was good police work. The officer that took charge of that did a great job. And now we got a bad guy in jail, and hopefully for a long time.
Loftus was also arrested for assaulting his girlfriend twice, the second time over the Labor Day weekend. She said Loftus struck her in the forehead with a hammer, then strangled her with the handle of the hammer. In addition to all the pending criminal charges in College Station, online jail records indicate Loftus will be serving 6 months for a Robertson County court case involving non-payment of child support. College Station police is investigating a failed drug sale that ended in gunfire. This was yesterday over the noon hour along Southwest Parkway near Southwest Park, east of Welburn Road. The person wanting to buy drugs told officers the seller pulled out a gun and took an undisclosed amount of money. The buyer then reported firing a shot. It's not known if anyone was injured. Those inside one of College Station's newest hotels had a scare yesterday morning. Multiple fire trucks responded to what was initially reported as a structure fire at the South La Quinta Inn off Graham Road near the freeway. Firefighters saw no fire upon arrival and determined the alarm was due to a water line break in one of the ceilings. No injuries were reported. The Bryan Aquatic Center will be closed today and tomorrow in order to install a new pool heater. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggielandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partial sunshine for the area today. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High temperatures 85 to 90. It'll become clear to partly cloudy overnight with lows close to 70. Partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, we'll have temperatures up close to 90 degrees. Tomorrow night, it's clear to partly cloudy with a low of 65 to 70. Sunshine's in the forecast for Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit. As Dan Mullen spoke with the media yesterday in front of A&M Mississippi State, we'll have an update there. A couple awards for A&M football players coming off the weekend. Arkansas, the top 10 released for high school football, and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
So it's 6:11. Where's the rain? What happened to the rain? We didn't get any rain.
I got rain. It's you. You jinxed yourself yesterday.
Yeah, I got no rain. I know. I did. I talked about it and shouldn't have.
I got wet dog and everything coming into the house yesterday afternoon.
Smelly wet dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that. Patrick warned you.
Yeah, I guess that's
right. Wide right.
Yeah. I know. Just a little high and outside.
Right now, some Aggie fans twitching in the corner.
That wasn't very nice.
It was funny, though. Yeah,
all right, let me see. Oh, I guess it's my turn, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know, I didn't find anything really particularly interesting or amazing this morning to start the show off with.
Uneventful day yesterday.
Well, no, I don't know about that. I just, let's see. Here we go. A seventh missing lifeguard stand from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, was found in North Carolina.
When? What?
Yeah. Still no answer as to who put the stands into the ocean in the first place, but officials are glad to know that they've all been located.
And float, apparently. Yeah.
Back in July, Rehoboth Beach officials realized that seven of the lifeguard stands were missing. I don't know how many they've got, but seven's a lot to be missing. Within weeks, the lifeguard stands began showing up along the eastern shore. Lifeguard stands can be do major damage, obviously, both to people and boats in the ocean because they're 10 feet tall and they weigh 500 pounds.
Oh.
Okay, 10 feet tall, 500 pounds, and you did that seven times? That was somebody who wanted to do a major prank, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a good, good.
Or they're mad at a lifeguard who saved them?
We'll show them. Come here and help me with this.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
We got a lot of information.
Bring the big truck.
Or that may have been the quintessential. Hey.
Yeah.
Watch this.
So,
hold my beer.
No, we got to load it on a big boat to get it out there, too. So, I mean, it's a production. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Look at me. I'm on Baywatch.
Yeah.
On Baywatch.
Tailgating Texans and football aficionados alike, choose Tom Light Chevrolet. It's early truck month at Tom Light, but it's never too early for tremendous savings on the most rugged, dependable truck this side of the gridiron, Chevy Silverado. Come in for closeout deals and drive out with Chevy's best-selling full-size pickup and the envy of tailgaters everywhere. Trade in your old truck at Tom Light Chevrolet, your official Auto Trader trade-in marketplace dealership. We'll give you a cash offer on the spot. Walk away with the cash or put it down on your new Silverado. We have more amazing deals than there are meats on your grill. And during early truck month, the savings are even sweeter than your famous homemade barbecue sauce. With our amazing selection and uncomparable service, you can almost taste the savory Silverado savings. That's why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Tailgate time is here at North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning at 6:14. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tuesday, it's the 29th of September, 272th day, and 93 of them to go. Today, among other things, would be Teenage Mutant Turtles Mutation Day. I guess
this was the day they became
mutated Ninja Turtles. Sure. Why not?
Touch the ooze.
VFW Day. There you go. Go visit one. It's Confucius Day. I guess we'll have
Confucius Day.
Yeah, I'll go find some later. Biscotti Day.
Can be good.
Can be. It's just flavored hard bread, but, you know, they come up with
a fancy name.
It's
supposed to be dunked, as far as I'm concerned.
And it's supposed to be dunked probably in coffee.
Yes.
Today is International Coffee Day.
Well, there you go.
Hey!
So doesn't
Neat
that
how
all...
that works
yeah,
out.
It really is. Coffee. Let me see. I think I had some... Coffee was originally known in Europe as Arabian wine.
Arabian wine.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you are. All right, we got birthdays.
We do. Kevin Durant, Oklahoma City Thunder forward, NBA scoring title guy, 27 years old. Calvin Megatron Johnson is 30 from the Detroit Lions and holds the record for most receiving yards in a season. Zach Levi, the guy that's voice was Flynn Rider in Tangled, is 35. Mackenzie Cook, 44, from the Pirates of the Caribbean. He's the one that has the fake wooden eye. He's a British actor that does a character actor. You'd know him if you saw him.
No one.
You probably actually would.
Okay, all right.
Natasha Gregerson Wagner is 45, the daughter of Robert and Natalie. Who else? Ellen.
I don't know.
Chick from Baywatch is 46.
Cool.
Jill Whelan is 49 years old. She was Vicky Stubing on The Love Boat. Another one.
Okay.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, my.
Okay, we know him. Oh, good.
Whatever happened to him?
He is 58. Mark Farner is 67, the lead singer for Grand Funk Railroad. Bryant Gumbel, 67. Mike Post is 71. The guy that did all the...
Yeah, if you've heard a music theme on TV, he did it.
Right? Rockford Files, Hill Street Blues, Law and Order. I could go on and on and on and on. Ian McShane is 73 from the soap opera with Swords and Deadwood.
Deadwood, and he's on Ray Donovan right now, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And Killa.
Killa.
Jerry Lee Lewis, 80 years old today.
Been collecting bets for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
80 years old. And Lech Walesa, he's been here. Polish politician, 72 years old. There you are at 617.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I would argue that Mark Meadows is the one that got this ball rolling. You got to give this guy a lot of credit. Mark Meadows was the first person to say, I ought not be punished because I don't support John Boehner. And remember, Jason Chaffetz of Utah threw him off the committee. We had him on the air. You made phone calls. The next day, he was back on the committee. And he went forward with his resolution, basically a vote of no confidence on John Boehner. The reason Boehner resigned is he probably realized that he wouldn't have the votes to remain as speaker. Or if he did get them, it would be a knockdown, drag-out fight. He says he's doing it to protect the institution of the House. I don't think he had the stomach for this fight, as he never had a stomach for a fight against Obama.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on 2-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assure and total equipment coverage as of August 10th, 2015.
Getting a new iPhone? Get this. Every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting all the phones in your family is a smart idea. But if you have insurance through your wireless carrier, you're paying way too much. I'm Steve Abernethy, and I founded SquareTrade to give you a better choice. Phone insurance through your wireless carrier can cost as much as $11 a month. For a family of four, that's $44 every month. Plus, up to $199 deductible when you break your phone. SquareTrade family protection plans cost less than $4 a month per phone with a much lower deductible. We can save your family over $500. Whether you've got a new iPhone or any other smartphone, stop overpaying for phone insurance and protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade instead.
Protect all the phones in your family with SquareTrade and save over $500. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Surf Pro of the Brazos Valley, Strata Auto Repair, Kelly Bird Dozer, and Intech Pest Management.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Safety regulators say 7 more companies, including electric car maker Tesla, could be facing recalls because they use airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has sent letters to several automakers, including Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar Land Rover, Suzuki, Tesla, Volvo Trucks, and Volkswagen, seeking information on which models have Takata inflators. Facebook temporarily went down for some users yesterday afternoon, its second outage in less than a week. A message on Facebook greeted users with, "Sorry, something went wrong, we're working on it, and we'll get it fixed as soon as we can." Many users were able to access the service again after about 45 minutes. Southwest Airlines is so intent on strengthening its grip over Dallas Love Field, it's paying United Airlines $120 million to control two more gates. Southwest disclosed the deal yesterday during a hearing on a court fight that will determine whether Delta can stay at Love Field. That's your money now.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Villa Bed and Breakfast at Messinahoff Winery is named Best Romantic Getaway in Texas and the only four-diamond resort in the Brazos Valley, providing romance, privacy, and world-class elegance. What are you waiting for? Log on to messinahoff.com for further details.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using AggielandHelpWanted.com, where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job? Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile-friendly, just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G. asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G. Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G. Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Now, hopefully you wrapped your kids up in bubble wrap this morning before sending them off to school. As a school district in Mercer Island, Washington, just banned kids from playing tag at recess. A spokesman says they outlawed tag because, quote, students are expected to keep their hands to themselves. The rationale behind this is to ensure the physical and emotional safety of all of the students. Apparently, all of these years, tag has been a game of physical and psychological torture that could destroy children. Parents are complaining, of course, because that's what parents do, but also because this really seems ridiculous. One mom says kids need the opportunity to play whatever they want at recess because now, quote, my son has been spending most of his time wandering around with his friends talking about video games, which is the last thing that I want. And I couldn't agree more. You're not getting anything done that way. They're not getting any physical activity that way. So please refer to this story the next time you're wondering why America is no longer a superpower. Because that's why. It's the wussification of America. For heaven's sakes, it's tag. We should have known, however, because somebody got in trouble for chewing their Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun. Thankfully, we don't see much of that in Texas, but you know it's coming with everybody that's moving here. Just remember that when your next-door neighbor from California or wherever they've moved to settles in next door, you tell them to keep their politics to themselves. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David likes to give folks options. Now, if you've got extra jewelry that you don't use or have inherited jewelry that you want to know if it's real or not or what you could get for it, stop by anytime. They'll give you a free, no-obligation quote. As a matter of fact, he gets calls from longtime customers about everything under the sun because he kind of deals in everything under the sun. He's got collectibles in there. There's Louis Vuitton, custom-made jewelry, and a whole lot more. It's really easier if you just go in and visit with him. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down for IHOP. Or you can see him online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, temps will be okay today. We do have a 30% chance of rain, so some of us could score some of that. 88 will be our high temperature today. Wind still out of the probably north, which will make it pleasant, about 5 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 69. Tomorrow, looking at a high of 90, that'll probably be the warmest day of the week. As we move on, we'll look at temperatures probably around 88, 86 for this weekend. So that's kind of fun. Let's see. Let's peak to Saturday night. Saturday night, low about 61, so that'll be fun if you happen to be going to the football game. Anyway, right now, pretty nice out there. Winds out of the north at 6, 93% relative humidity, and we've got 68 degrees out there.
Atkinson at Pace to Stay believes that strong future leaders are in our schools right now.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details are available at atkinsonatpacetostay.com and on Facebook.
Good luck, seniors from Atkinson Toyota Scion, Mid-South Synergy, The Eagle, Brian Broadcasting, KBTX Media, Prosperity Bank, and Merrill Lynch.
It's easy to make yourself miserable now by worrying about what might happen in the future, even though it probably won't happen at all. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Meet Lawrence. He's making serious money on his own schedule driving with Uber.
With Uber, you can write your own paycheck. If you want to go out and make $20 a day, you can. If you want to go out and make $500 a day, it's up to you. You sign up, and you start earning money right away. Right away, like the next day. Turn it off when you want to make money. You turn it off when you don't. It's just that simple. What are you waiting for?
Thanks, Lawrence. To start making great money with your car, sign up to Drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time.
Purchase qualifying Pennzoil products and save up to $24 with a mail-in rebate. Offer ends November 30th, 2015. See Pennzoil.com for participating retailers and details.
In the last few moments, have you been focused on the present, or have you been worrying about what's going to happen in the future?
If you're too forward-focused, and if that's causing you anxiety and not allowing you to be present, then maybe you're not really with the people that you're with in that moment.
Donald Altman, author of the book The Mindfulness Code, says worrying about the future is a big problem for a lot of us.
A lot of people worry about things that are never going to happen. And the reason is that the brain is actually Velcro for negativity. That's the way our brain is wired. It has a purpose, but we're no longer walking around in the jungle where a wild animal might jump out at us.
Worrying about the future may be human nature, but it can also become a big roadblock.
I worked with a guy who was in his 50s, lost his job, and he had a whole script running in his head about, I'm in my 50s now. I'll never get another job. Nobody wants to hire anybody at this age. I'm not any good in interviews. And he had this whole litany of reasons why he was going to fail. I had him start to become aware of those thoughts, not so that we dwell on that, but so that we can learn to transcend those thoughts.
This is all a way of saying that living in the present is a lot better than creating this horrible future in your mind that will likely never come true.
And it's not that you'll never think about the future. I mean, we do need to plan for the future, but we need to have balance. We also need to learn how to come back to our senses, so to speak.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A domestic violence arrest involving a charge of aggravated kidnapping has resulted in the paid suspension of a Brazos County jail guard.
55-year-old Rene Estrada is accused of forcibly restraining his wife at their home on August 15th. According to the arrest report, Bryan police were sent to check on the couple the following day after a doctor received a call from the wife, who said she had escaped and was on her way out of town. But she called out of concern her husband was going to kill himself. During the six-week investigation, it was learned the wife attempted to leave the home when Estrada struck her with an ironing board and dragged her to their bed. He's accused of placing her in handcuffs for 1 hour and pointing a pistol at her cheek and then her temple. Among four guns removed by police was an unloaded 9mm pistol with three loaded magazines next to it. Estrada was arrested last Friday and was released from jail Sunday after posting bond. Sheriff Chris Kirk says they were aware Estrada was being investigated, and during that time, the sheriff says Estrada was either taking personal days and was not at work or was on modified duty assignments. Since Estrada was arrested and placed on suspension with pay, sheriff says there's been an internal investigation, which Kirk expects to be concluded this week. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A state prison guard from the Hobby Unit in Marlin has been arrested, and prison officials want him fired.
We have thousands of men and women that are hard at work each and every day behind those perimeter fences, keeping the public safe, and a vast majority of them do very, very good work.
Jason Clark with the state prison system says the guard, Patrick Taylor, was arrested following an altercation with an inmate. Clark says Taylor did not report the incident and lied when asked about what happened. Officials have not released any details. College Station police are seeking two men involved in an aggravated robbery just after midnight this morning near Cherry Street and College Main. The victim told officers he was approached by two black males wearing dark-colored clothing and flat-billed hats. One drew a gun and demanded the victim's belongings and fled before officers arrived. A College Station neighborhood heard gunfire yesterday during the noon hour. Police responded to the 400 block of Southwest Parkway, which is east of Welburn Road near Southwest Park. Officers were told a drug buy did not go as planned. The buyer reported being robbed by the seller, who was armed. The buyer said they fired a shot. Police don't know if anyone was hit. An undisclosed amount of money was taken. Those with information in either case are asked to call the police department or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. A College Station man is unsuccessful in his fifth attempt to evade arrest on multiple criminal charges. College Station Police Lieutenant Steve Brock says a tip from Brazos County Crime Stoppers led multiple officers to Bee Creek Park Saturday afternoon and the capture of 28-year-old James Loftus.
And a big shout out to the person that saw Mr. Loftus in Bee Creek Park and called it in. And we were able to set up a perimeter, and Mr. Loftus ran just like we thought he would. And our officers pursued, and this time, since we had the upper hand and had a perimeter set, he kind of ran into a handful of officers and dove into the bed of a truck and was hiding there, and our officers were able to find him and take him into custody without incident.
According to arrest reports, Loftus ran away from four detectives the week before after he and his girlfriend were spotted at the Dairy Queen at Texas and Brentwood. Loftus also ran away Labor Day weekend after his girlfriend said he struck and strangled her with a hammer in her home in Southgate Village Apartments. Loftus was also arrested for evading CSPD officers in June and July for possessing drugs in a drug-free zone and driving without a license. Loftus remains jailed on bonds totaling $178,000, and jail records state he is supposed to serve 6 months for failing to pay child support. Weekend arrest for Bryan police includes responding to a family disturbance Saturday night. According to the arrest report, there was a large crowd standing in the street near 16th and Columbus. That's north of Highway 21 and west of Texas. Witnesses pointed out the man, who was holding an 8-inch kitchen knife and carrying two more knives in a pocket. 34-year-old Bennett Moore is accused of threatening to stab his girlfriend's teenage son in the street. Bryan police also arrested a local man over the weekend who is accused of breaking into three vehicles parked at an auto body repair business a month ago. 26-year-old Gabriel Ortiz is accused of cutting through a chain-link fence and taking items from unlocked vehicles owned by customers. A year and a half ago, a Bryan man was hospitalized after police caught him swallowing a vial of suspected PCP. A Brazos County District Court jury convicted 23-year-old Ronnie James Lott of tampering with evidence without authorities ever recovering the evidence. Then Lott and prosecutors agreed to a 10-year prison sentence that also covers a conviction in a separate case of retaliation, and Lott waiving his right to appeal the jury verdict. Local law enforcement is asking for your help identifying suspects in property crimes. You can see photos on our website at WTAW.com of a woman Bryan police is seeking from a forged check at the Kroger store on Boonville Road last May, and a man sought by College Station police from burglaries at undisclosed times and locations. Those inside one of College Station's newest hotels had a scare yesterday morning. Multiple fire trucks responded to what was initially reported as a structure fire at the South La Quinta Inn off Graham Road near the freeway. Firefighters saw no fire upon arrival and determined the alarm was due to a water line break in one of the ceilings. No injuries were reported. Finally, the Bryan Aquatic Center will be closed today and tomorrow in order to install a new pool heater. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 3rd, it's Raising Poultry at Home. Whether it's earning side income, teaching kids responsibility, or after-hours therapy, learn about proper care for the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Sunshine returns to the area today, but it will heat up, and that could lead to a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon. 85 to near 90 for the high. It'll clear tonight, turns clear to partly cloudy, overnight lows close to 70. Tomorrow, lots of sun, highs close to 90, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70 through tomorrow night. Then for Thursday, lots of sun, 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Having really athletic defensive ends plays to his strengths of what his defense is, and he has that.
That's Dan Mullen, Mississippi State's head coach, talking about John Chavis's new-look defense for the Aggies. We'll have more on that, plus a few accolades for A&M football coming off the Arkansas win. AP has released the top 10 in high school, and there are several here in the Brazos Valley that are in the top 10. We've also got that, plus a lot more coming up in sports here in about 9-10 minutes or so.
So, you know, we have to give awards every week now, so, you know, somebody can have a news release about it or get something else. And so they do, what, like a freshman player of the week and an offensive player of the week and a defensive player of the week.
And a special teams player
of the week. And a special teams player of the week.
Correct.
Okay.
At least they don't do honorable mentions and stuff, though.
Yeah. Okay, so the guy who caught the most passes for the most touchdowns and the most yards was Kirk from A&M.
Okay.
But he wasn't the offensive player of the week.
No.
He wasn't the freshman of the week.
No.
He was the special teams player of the week.
Correct. But I do believe he'd already been the freshman of the week, so they want to make sure that everybody get.
That's right. We need to share the wealth. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what your performance on the field is. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's college football.
You could, you know, so I say you could issue an award.
Like well,
Scott DeLucia, unassuming player of the week.
Unassuming player. I like that. Guy who did his job week. Yeah, every week. Anyway. Well, while more conservative GOP lawmakers in the House celebrated the decision of Speaker John Boehner leaving his post, those same Tea Party lawmakers readily acknowledged that they're passing on the idea of actually trying to elect one of their own. Is there another appendage that the Republicans could shoot themselves in?
No.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we've discussed it. We've voiced
there are appendage starts that they've kind of started shooting themselves in.
Yeah, really. And the deal is, I mean, we've talked about it. The way that Boehner did things was very frustrating. Well, we talked about that. But anyway, at the end of the day, it's going to be the same team all over again, it appears, that Kevin McCarthy of California officially entering the contest for the speakership, digging his toe of his tasseled loafer into the carpet, going, "Oh, shucks. Well, I guess if you guys really want me to run a wheel." Georgia Congressman Tom Price winning two key endorsements for the number two spot, so he'll be running that show. McCarthy wrote, "We can't ignore the differences that exist, but we can and must heal the divisions in our conference." See, they're starting to call it a conference now. I found that interesting, rather than gaggle. they used to just call it, whatever. It's their conference. Anyway.
I know he'd have to be voted on by the House Republicans, but I sort of think Donald Trump should run. Since you mentioned it doesn't have to be a representative, it's a good chance for him to bow out of the presidential race because I know he wants to at some point.
Right.
I'm guessing he does.
Yeah, right. I think so. Right.
And a good chance for him to just, you know, sort of flex his will and say, "Hey, I go and say, get things done, and I get things done."
Mm-hmm.
What better position than the House Speaker?
I agree. I would agree. Anyway, let me see. So Mr. McCarthy continued in his writing, "That is why I've decided to run for Speaker of the House and graciously ask for your support," end quote. "And if you don't vote for me in a Republican, you're going to be in some deep poop." But he didn't say that. Later on Brett Baer's show, he said, "I believe we can win. A lot of people have counted me out, but I think if we work hard, we'll be able to do it." Yeah, he's already got it.
You can do it.
Yeah. Ted Cruz on Monday was blocked from trying to link the Iran nuclear deal to the one-year ban on federal funding for Planned Parenthood to a government funding bill. He's blocked from offering his amendment because of a voice vote. Tried to get a roll call vote, couldn't get the necessary support from his colleagues. So he took his toys and
have no more of this.
Yes, that's right. So speaking of Donald Trump, apparently at some point Donald had said that he wanted Carl Icahn, who's a rather polarizing figure. He comes onto boards of companies, buys a bunch of stock, gets onto the board, and then changes them or ruins them. It depends on how you feel about it. But he is. He's a very iconoclastic type person. Anyway, he apparently was Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of the Treasury. And while yesterday Icahn told Bloomberg Politics that he endorses him, and I think he's the only candidate that speaks about the country's problems, I disagree on some certain points, but I don't want to get into that. And he said, "I have a day job. I'm not going to be Secretary of Treasury." I thought I made that clear to him, but maybe I didn't.
Wee!
I kind of like the way they talk to each other. That's kind of fun. That's kind of neat. So anyway, speaking of the way they talk to each other, our president met with Putiput yesterday. Yeah, met for, I don't know, 45 minutes or something like that, to discuss the conflict in Syria, which obviously has left a bunch of folks dead, hundreds of thousands, and obviously caused the refugee crisis. Both men shook hands and posed for photographs for just a few seconds before heading into their highly anticipated meeting. No major breakthroughs were announced. Senior administration official described it as businesslike, which means I guess they didn't use any cuss words. or maybe they did. One official told reporters, I think the Russians certainly understand the importance of being a political resolution in Syria and there being a process that pursues the political resolution. We have a difference about what the outcome of that process would be. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much true. Because while our president decided that he wanted to just use, I don't know, grand things to say, Poot pretty well got after it. After a day of pretty tense meetings at the UN, an anonymous U.S. official now says President Obama and Russian President Putin have agreed to discuss a path on the issue of Syria. Our side emphasizes that there's no path to stability with Assad as the president. Poot, on the other hand, doubles down and says, I'm there to support him.
Oh, yeah.
So we got that going.
We'll give him stuff to keep him in power.
That's exactly right. So we'll see. Of course, we have Poot, but he speaks a different language, and, you know, we wouldn't understand him. But the bottom line
vodka.
That's right. The bottom line is he's going to stand behind Assad, and we wish that he would. Excuse me. People in America wish that he wouldn't. So we'll see. But, you know, he's going to do things his way. Don't think there's much else we can say about it. I need to find an Obama quote from his speech yesterday. Because, I mean, it was just so uplifting to listen to him.
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
That's right. Now that was his speech when he won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
No, when he was speaking yesterday. And again, we understand what these people are all about. I mean, the UN is about how we're all going to do things collectively and the world will be better.
Today, we set aside the skepticism.
I thought the teleprompter had stopped. he had to wait for it to catch up.
Come on.
Yeah, really. All right, let's go. All right, here's the next one.
Let the skeptics and cynics know development works. Investing in public health works. We can break the cycle of poverty. Uh-huh. People and nations can rise into prosperity.
Sound like John Kasich there.
Despite the cruelties of our world and the ravages of disease, millions of lives can be saved if we are focused and if we work together.
Oh, yes, let's work together. You know what that means? Is everybody else puts in about 32%. We put in the rest of it and most of the dollars. That's his idea of us working together.
Right, but exactly how does disease, et cetera, have mm-hmm. to...
have anything to do with?
Just in general. I thought we were talking about wars and overthrows.
We have to talk. The whole idea of the United Nations was to put together some sort of economic push to get people to do the right thing. The problem is we're human beings, and we're going to cheat, lie, steal, and kill anytime we can. So we're not going to do the right thing when given the choice, and somehow Obama thinks that we will. We're not going to.
Well, he's got it backwards.
Okay.
You invest in the things you want to perpetuate, and he keeps investing. He keeps saying he wants to invest in poverty. No, you got to invest in the solutions to end poverty.
Very true.
Howdy, X. In 1970, I caught the 79-yard game-winning touchdown against LSU with 13 seconds left in the game. I'm Hugh McElroy, class of 71, and that's my Major Smiles moment.
Howdy. You may not be a celebrated Aggie, but you do deserve your Major Smiles moment. I'm Dr. Chuck Majors, and me and my team would love to help you and your family be ready for your Major Smiles moment. Give us a call at 979-776-6600 or come see us at majorsmiles.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 3rd, it's raising poultry at home. Whether it's earning side income, teaching kids responsibility, or after-hours therapy, learn about proper care for the flock this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Wouldn't you like to find a way to produce one important part of your own gardening supplies, save your community lots of public space, enrich your gardening activities in the process, and save money to boot? Well, there is such a way, and it's anything but new. It's composting, and this is its time of year. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars, when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If you've been intending to get a compost pile up and running, do it now. A large percentage of the organic matter your landscape will generate over the course of the entire gardening year will come in the next several weeks. You're still cutting the grass, and most of your trees and many of your shrubs are ready to start shedding their foliage for the winter dormant season. Add to that all the stubble left over when you clean your flower and vegetable gardens this fall. You can hardly afford to go without a compost pile any longer. There are several prerequisites to a successful compost pile, whether it's preformed hard plastic, a simple enclosure made from galvanizing fencing, or a more permanent structure built from pressure-treated timbers or concrete blocks. The compost pile needs to have its own home, located in the outback of your garden where it's screened from public view. In fact, avid gardeners often have two compost piles, one that's currently working and the second one that's ready for use. Grind the organic matter up as finely as you can. Use your mower, or better still, invest in a shredder grinder to pulverize the leaves, stems, and other debris. Keep the compost moist at all times. Dry compost decays much more slowly. By the same token, if you'll add 1 cup of complete and balanced fertilizer per cubic yard of compost, you'll speed up the work of the microorganisms that cause the decay. Mixing some of your garden soil with the shredded organic matter will also make a big difference. It brings in the microbes. You'll have the best compost if you turn the pile often with a spading fork at least once a month to get oxygen down into it. Oh, and it's also a good idea to cover it with black plastic to soak up the sun's rays during the winter. You'll know that your compost is ready for use in the garden when you can no longer recognize its individual components. At that point, you'll be able to work several inches of compost into the soil, either by spading or, better and easier, by rototilling down 8 or 10 or 12 inches. It can be used in addition to peat moss, shredded bark mulch, rotted manures, and other forms of organic matter, and if you're improving a clay soil, 1 inch of expanded shale will help as well. Now, the organic matter will loosen tight clays as they break down. You have to keep replenishing the compost every year as you rework the soil because it does decay and then it's gone. Oh, and thin layer composting. If you have tree leaves on your lawn, if they're not too thick, you can run the shredder over them, the mower, the mulcher, and just leave them right there to compost on their own. This is Neil Sperry. Things to do now in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. This weekend at Kyle Field is a matchup of two top 25 teams, with A&M at number 14 and Mississippi State at 21. The Bulldogs are 3-1 and their only loss coming at the hands of LSU. At their media day yesterday, Mississippi State coach Dan Mullen had nice things to say about A&M's new-look defense under new defensive coordinator John Chavis.
He always tweaks. He's got his package. He's going to take his package and then build it around the strengths of his players. You know, they're going to be very, very aggressive. Having really athletic defensive ends plays to his strengths of what his defense is, and he has that. And he's got great man coverage corners, and that plays to his strength. You know, where, you know, he can load the box pot with numbers, man you up on the outside, and if you want to try to pass, he's got guys that can get to you in a hurry.
Kickoff Saturday live from Kyle Field at 6:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quarterback Kyle Allen was one of eight QBs named Stars of the Week by the Manning Award after posting a career high in total offense, passing yards, and matching a single-game career high with 75% completion. Freshman wide receiver Christian Kirk took home the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week and was named to the Paul Hornung Award Weekly Honor Roll after posting career-high totals in all-purpose yardage and receiving yardage to go along with two touchdowns, one of which was the overtime winner over Arkansas. Senior Adrian Arnas and Ben Crancer each enjoyed top 10 showings as the Texas A&M men's golf team wrapped up play at the Jackrabbit yesterday, finishing the event in a tie for third place. The Aggies returned to action October 22nd through the 24th as they head across the pond to Kerry, Ireland to take their swings at the Irish Invitational. A&M women's golf tied a 36-hole record with a 12-under-par score after a second of three rounds at the prestigious Annika Intercollegiate and sit in second place after play on Monday. The final round is this morning. The Associated Press has released their top 10s in high school football, and several local teams are on the list. In 4A, Navasota has a stranglehold on number one and has since the preseason. In 3A, Franklin is 3 and Cameron is 4. And in 2A, Bremont slots in at the number 2 spot. In Monday Night Football last night, the Green Bay Packers are 3-0 after Aaron Rodgers threw for 333 yards and 5 touchdowns in the 38-28 downing of KC. Rodgers gave all the credit to the guys he has up front.
The key starts up front. You know, we protected really well. That's a great front. And they brought a lot of five and occasionally six-man pressures to hold their two edge guys in one sack. That's pretty impressive. Those guys keep blocking like that, we're going to be tough to beat.
We'll keep it in the NFL for just a minute. As a win over Tampa Bay isn't the only thing Texans coach Bill O'Brien is upbeat about, the team is close to being at full strength ahead of Week 4's matchup with the Falcons. Running back Arian Foster, tackle Dwayne Brown, and guard Brandon Brooks are hopefuls for Sunday, and he says they'll need them.
Good team. They're well coached. Coach Quinn's done a really good job there. He's an excellent football coach, known about him for a long time. Got a lot of respect for him. They've got good players on both sides of the ball. They're playing fast on defense. They're doing a good job on special teams. Obviously, offensively, they got a lot of weapons combined with a great quarterback. So, you know, like I said, we've got a big challenge. Our guys are very attentive in the meetings this morning, looking to correct the mistakes from yesterday and move on to the game plan here on Wednesday and get going for Atlanta.
Houston is in Atlanta for the noon game. And in Major League Baseball last night, Houston won with the long ball again.
Gaddis drives this deep to left field, and Smith will just watch that one go into the bullpen. Evan Gaddis, second home run of the inning for the Astros.
The Astros are back within 1.5 games of the AL West leading Rangers after Chris Carter provided a tie-breaking solo shot in the seventh inning to power the Astros past the Seattle Mariners 3-2. The Astros lead the Angels by a half game and the Twins by a game and a half in a battle for the second AL wildcard berth. Tyler Collins hit a three-run home run while Detroit scored 5 times in the fifth to beat the Rangers 7-4 in Arlington. Detroit stays in Arlington for a 7:05 start. Houston stays in Seattle. They'll kick that one off at 9:10. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Attention parents with special needs children. Power Sports is now offering a special needs competitive cheerleading team, and it's completely free. Power Sports' new special needs program is a great way to get your child involved in activities which will help them improve on motor skills, communication, team building exercises, and more. For more information on the Power Sports special needs program, call Power Sports at 979-776-0018 or check them out on the web at powersportskids.com.
Here's the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Get